acupuncture.com. They are on Facebook. And you could also call them at 345-5300. Se habla Espanol.
Have you ever had acupuncture before?
I have.
Okay.
Yes.
Have you?
I have too, yeah.
Yeah.
What it's interesting. I wouldn't say it was like the most fulfilling experience, but I definitely felt some relief.
Same.
It's a stress reliever.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It is weird, interesting. I have had times where you get pricked and you're like, well, I didn't feel it there. I felt it over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is trippy.
Particularly on your back.
Yes. That is very, very trippy in that. There are times where I've had it where I was very tight and they did it and it hurt me a lot. And I was like, oh no, like I'm too tense. So yeah.
And but, it's cheap too. It's really cheap.
Yeah. I think Brad had a bunch of that's what she said jokes lined up and that's what you
That's usually what that's usually what a prick does. So.
All right, with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen.
Did he just bust out that terminology on us right now?
Yeah, he sure
Wow. Brad, didn't expect to know you. I didn't think you were in this.
And then starting off hot, and it's going to go downhill.
And then he dabs right after that. It's like,
he
just dabbed right after that.
No, I just.
Worse. A curtsy or whatever you want to call it. A bow.
A bow, yeah. A bow. Curtsies with the skirt.
With you, it's a curtsy.
Also, why would you take a bow for a joke you didn't say?
Yeah.
I made the joke.
He didn't. You dropped the term. I was happy that he dropped a relevant term.
Yes.
For the kids. The kids know. The kids know what's out there.
All right.
Yeah.
The fans get it.
If you know, you know. Let's start the show.
We're talking about practice. Not a game. Not a game. Not a game. Talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man.
That's right, boys and girls. You know the drill. This is Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I'm your co-host, Drill Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isomaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
We got a resident degenerate. If you got it, then spin it, because you can't take this money with you.
Let's go, baby.
That's Rudy Vasquez. And, of course, producer extraordinaire, Stepman Brett.
Yeah! No, what's good?
Hey.
I'm ready to go. It's a good Monday.
Yeah, no, you're bringing the energy. I appreciate it. I am ready to go.
Yeah, I took a nap. I got my...
he's juiced. Okay, there you go.
It was in my hammock. I got a hammock set up on my porch. Yeah.
Yes. Top three favorite places to nap.
Hammock is now number one.
Okay.
I like
it.
I mean, anytime you're out in the open park underneath the tree, in the shade right now, that's a quality nap right there. Or at the beach.
You
get a nice nap at the beach, like not too long because you don't want to burn.
Yeah.
But you get a nice nap at the beach where just like, especially after you like maybe exhausted yourself from playing in, you know, swimming in the water, swimming in the sand, doing a little digging or whatever. Yeah. That's what you do. If you just sit at the beach and don't do anything, why? Like, why do that? Like, go
to the
water. The
beach is for activity.
You got to have some activities, all right? Yes. Mm-hmm. Throw a football, bring a frisbee, swim in the water. Don't be afraid of the jellyfish, okay? Just pee on it. It's not a big deal if you get stung, okay?
You'll be fine.
Yeah, totally easy right there.
And if you can't get to it, have somebody else pee on
it. There you go, man. There's ways. You got friends out there. You know, no one goes to the beach solo. I mean, maybe if you're like a surfer or something.
Yeah.
You got something to do out there.
Or if you're going through some stuff.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, you find some solidarity.
Yeah.
Solidarity in the beach.
Yes.
You either go for, like, really bad reasons, but you never... Yeah, it's never... Most of the time, you're going with people.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You have
do
friends.
Some activities.
There you go. The beach.
We got a birthday shout-out. Rudy's younger brother.
Ooh.
Christian. Big 2'6", maybe 2'7".
Wow.
Don't even know.
The fact that is bad.
Wow, okay.
Are you sure this is your brother?
Yeah, he's out in Mannheim, Germany right now. Saying farewell to his girlfriend because she's moving to Mexico today. Or she probably already moved to Mexico yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Today. Anywho, but yeah, happy birthday, dude.
Happy birthday, Christian.
He'll be coming out to Chico here in the next month, so... Yeah.
Look forward to that.
You don't remember the year that he was born? I mean, he's your younger brother. So, like, you were alive when he came out of the womb.
Either 95 or 96. Okay. Maybe 97. I don't know.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
You were a great brother.
That's a memorable experience for you, Christian.
To be fair, he has three younger brothers. So that's
but you are the oldest.
Indeed.
And you were there for, not maybe you weren't there, but you were around for each one of those momentous occasions.
I was.
Yeah. They weren't that momentous, apparently.
I mean, they should be. It's life being created. That's a special
Life was created earlier.
That is true. It's life being pushed out. pushed out.
If he was there when it was created, that would be traumatizing.
That would be traumatizing. Yes.
I have to give him this.
I've got a list of therapists I can give you if that's the case.
I always tell him that Christian was supposed to be a girl.
Okay.
Because, you know, Gio's
Was it Christina?
Yeah, so I always give him, you know, some smack about it. Because, my parents wanted a girl, and then, hey, they got Christian. So, always make fun of him for that reason.
Wait, what Mexican family ever wants a girl?
I don't know. My mom wanted a girl. Okay.
I guess you had enough boys.
Yeah. They're
like, all right, we had enough to carry on the family name. We're good. I need some tortilla makers.
I need help in the kitchen, damn it, all right?
Oh, my God.
It's coming from Mexicans, okay? We're on the same side, y'all.
One fun fact, just real quick. Christian and I shared a room throughout pretty much our whole life through, like, high school and whatnot. And we shared a bathroom as well. Every damn day, he'd leave the door unlocked towards the bathroom. So every morning before school, I'd get a nice little cold cup of water, put it on him. I'm like, dude, what are you doing, bro? Lock the damn door.
Please. Yeah, that's a rookie move right there.
Yeah. Countless of times. And I was laughing my butt off this whole time.
I didn't have to worry about that because I live with all girls. And if I did that, that's like...
It's weird.
I'm beat. Like, you're having a serious talk with me right now. Why are you barging on your sisters in the bathroom right now, Derek? We need to have a serious conversation.
Yeah. That'd be awkward.
That'd be a little weird.
Yeah.
So we didn't do that.
I'm glad that's not happening.
Yeah, it didn't happen. We had a healthy relationship, okay?
I mean, it was healthy. I just had to...
You know, that's fine. Yes.
No, that's boys being boys.
Yes. Yeah.
You just can't do that to your sister.
No, that's completely different.
Totally.
No, doesn't work.
Let's talk NBA.
Yeah.
Golden State Warriors get the win. They get the dub by one. Yesterday, obviously, surviving Draymond Green getting tossed out with that flagrant two. And I don't know... There's a million different angles we could cover on this that have probably been covered. And I just want to say, Klay Thompson, after missing the two free throws and getting the partial block on Ja Morant on the last play of the game and saying F those free throws after the game was my personal favorite part of the game.
I gotta think that Ja Morant's dad is super disappointed right now. Like, he probably hates his son. He's probably like, wow, this is what I created right now.
I don't know. Can we look up the age of Ja Morant's dad?
Yeah,
because I don't know how mad he would be at anything when he looks that good at that age. He looks like Usher.
That is true. He does look phenomenal. But I'm just saying, have you not seen his interviews? And he is never impressed with Ja Morant. Nothing Ja does ever impresses
That's
his
probably
dad.
Why he's so good.
That's probably right.
He's just still trying to get the love and admiration from his father.
It's either going to go one way or the other. It's either two ways. Either you turn out to be Ja Morant or you're probably like shooting heroin in the streets right now.
That's correct.
Yeah. Like, still, why won't he love me as you know?
Tough love is a slippery slope.
It goes either way right now. Yeah.
But T. Morant, that's his name, right?
T.
T. Morant. Good looking dude. Not sure his age.
I do appreciate this family that tries to limit the length of names right now. That's nice. Keep it simple.
I'm down with that.
You know what? Simple sounds. You know? I'm all for it. Yeah. Always. I'm all for it right now. We have too many people trying to be crazy out
three names into one name.
Or you're basic and you have like the name like John or something. Sorry to all the Johns out there. Looking at you, John, right now. All right? Way a lot of you.
They don't actually have a specific date. They have a year region that he's possibly born in. So they're thinking that he's around 42 to 48 years old.
That's a big difference.
Yeah. Because I'm not able to find his year. It's just not on there because he's not that important, apparently. So
you're right. On Wikipedia, he has a 6-year gap.
Yep.
He is either born in 74 or sometime between 1980s.
Yeah.
Respect, dude. Respect.
That guy is off the map right now, man. That dude is like, nope.
I mean, that's quite impressive.
That's actually pretty. The internet doesn't know your age right now. Wow.
And dude, the cool thing about him, he's always vibing at the games with everyone.
Yeah, he's having a good time.
All the players and whatnot. I think that's pretty.
He was
cool.
Sitting with a bunch of rappers at yesterday's game. Moneybagg Yo was one of them.
I mean, he straight up looks like one though.
Well, he looks like Usher.
Yeah.
Usher. So, yeah, the Warriors, that's fun.
There you go.
Yeah. Good little win. Draymond solid getting kicked win. Out in Memphis to take game one. That's a really big deal. I am a little concerned as a Warriors fan of what the possible fallout will be from that flagrant too, because you accrue points in the NBA playoffs for flagrants. And I think if you get to 6 points, you get suspended for a game. Ooh. And we all remember what happened last time Draymond got suspended for a game in the playoffs. They ended up blowing a 3-1 series lead to the Cleveland Cavaliers. And we could spend the entire show talking about just that and how the landscape of the NBA looks different. Does Kevin Durant ever come to the Warriors? Because the Warriors probably win that championship. Maybe, maybe not. Is LeBron still in Cleveland? Does LeBron ever win a title in Cleveland? All these things happened because of that suspension. And you just... It's one of the greatest what-ifs in NBA history.
Gotta love the butterfly effect, because anything can be possible then.
That's
true.
Good for John Luke and coming in clutch. He's got 4 points right now, one more flagrant two, or two flagrant ones, and he's suspended for a game.
He took that John comment personally.
He did. He really came in clutch.
Shout out to John. We see you.
John is coming in clutch.
Shout out to our brother John. We see you. We needed that. Thank you.
That's a guy that's still searching out for his father's love right now.
Jesus. Really?
That's also a guy that sounds like he's coming for Statman Pratt's job.
I was looking. I was so close to it, too.
Not close enough, apparently.
No, no. That's what she said.
I do appreciate that.
Nice, nice.
Was it?
It is all right. I'll allow it. Yeah. I'll give it to him.
Did you really think it was nice, or were you just trying to give him some
juice? I'll give it something. I mean, still, he hasn't rectified himself yet.
Yeah.
But it was nice. I would have said it. But I say a lot of things, too. So, you know, yeah. I have low-hanging fruit standards, okay? That's what you said.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So, yes, now that we got that cleared up, this is going to be a great series. I was curious. I had this later in the rundown, but just real quick, which series are you boys most intrigued about in the second round here? Is it Warriors-Memphis, Miami-Sixers? Are we talking Bucks?
Celtics?
I would have to say the Celtics Sixers without Joel Embiid.
That would be the finals. That's what you're talking about.
No, Heat and the Sixers.
You just said Milwaukee.
Oh, my bad.
Okay.
My bad.
Heat and the Sixers. Joel is out for at least two games, correct?
Yeah. Two, three games. And then we're going to see if James Harden is going to man up and actually ball out, dude.
Which he doesn't.
Which he does. No. Yeah, exactly.
So we all expect him to collapse in the playoffs.
I mean, honestly, the Milwaukee Celtics series definitely was intriguing, but until that first game, when I just realized that Giannis is just so much better than everybody.
Yeah, isn't it kind of funny that nationwide we kind of wrote off that team as being a finals favorite? And I bet them to make the finals, so I'm hoping they do. But on our show, even, we haven't talked about Milwaukee being a powerhouse coming out of the East.
And then,
you have Giannis, and Giannis has the opportunity this year to be one of them dudes, right? He could win his second championship. He already has two MVPs under his belt. If they win the championship, you imagine he's probably named MVP of the finals.
Yeah.
So that would give him two of those, two MVPs and two championships. It puts him in the realm of the Jordans, the LeBrons, Magic Johnsons. Like, that's elite company. And these playoffs, if nothing else, the thing that I've found so captivating and awesome about them is the simple fact that it's the next generation of dudes. Like, yeah, we still got the Steph Currys running around out there and the Chris Paul storylines, but we're getting to see Ja Morant. We're getting to see Jason Tatum come into his own. We're getting to see even Anthony Edwards in the first round balling out. And the NBA...
Luka Doncic as well for the Mavericks.
Luka, thank you very much. Yeah, Luka, obviously, Devin Booker. D-Book had a hell of a run last year, but we're getting to see the maturation of that. And we're just getting to see this generation move on past LeBron, and the NBA seems to be in good hands and have a lot of superstars, and we'll be arguing here shortly over who's the best out of those
dudes. And I really feel the NBA is lucky with what they got in Giannis right now, because Giannis really is just the all-encompassing superstar I think any league would want. He's just a wholesome character in all of it. He's just a hardworking guy, loves, and in blue-collar town as well as Milwaukee. Yeah. So the NBA is really, they're blessed with what Giannis can do for them and what he's doing right now, because you see that one clip that he had against Jason Tatum that's circling around the internet where he just bullied him around like nobody's business. That guy, he's a talent beyond belief, and I get why everyone's on that bandwagon. The people that joined it before now, of why they're on Giannis's wagon, because that guy is he's incredible.
Well, I think that's a great point, Derek, is the fact that they have a lovable superstar.
100%, yeah.
And I don't think Giannis is polarizing at all.
You can't hate him. Like, he's one of those, you just can't, because like, he's just such a, he has an innocence about him, obviously being that foreign character from Greece. That's a kind of a, not what we're used to. We're not used to the foreigners from Greece, you know. Like Spain, that's one thing, but this is different. And the way he handles himself, he does such a great job. The way he handles the media, the way he handles his fans too. He really is just such a wholesome character that you can't. Again, like I said, he's not polarizing. You can't find anything to hate about him. Well, unless you're like losing to him and he's just dominating you, then you're like, I hate this guy, but he's just so good.
But it's out of respect.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? He doesn't give you the things that the coddled American superstar athlete does, right?
Like, no.
He does all the charming things of the tweets of, I just tried a smoothie for the first time, man, God bless America. Those types of things.
If his love for Oreos don't get you excited, then what are you doing right
now? Yeah, you're like, just you're an like, Oreo
well, yeah, Oreos are the best. Are Oreos not the best cookies out there? They truly are.
But he reminds you of the things that we love about America, right?
100%.
Because we take those things for granted, and he's like, this is amazing, right? And again, if you know his backstory at all, I mean, the guy grew up dirt poor in Greece. His family had to work their butts off for everything they had. And he, remember, he wasn't a high draft pick. He was a 15th pick overall, I think.
And he was mocked. They were mocked for taking him.
And they were saying, this is a terrible pick. This is a giant stretch. And two MVPs and a championship later. And then he does have a DPOY, I believe, too.
I know that he does. Yeah,
so, I mean, the guy is just, he is a generational athlete. They did not make dudes like Giannis back in the day. He is such a freak. I mean, the one dribble from half court a year ago, so ago, one dribble from half court and a dunk. It's just like, they don't make dudes like that. That's insane.
His nickname is the most befitting of anybody, the freak, the Greek freak. It's just like, it's just how he really is. And it's the most respectful way you can say that term.
Couldn't agree more. All right, well, Derek, you have limited time today, so I wanted to get into some of the stuff that I'm sure you're burning to talk about. Let's do you want to do soccer news first?
Let's do some soccer right now. We had some fun times in the soccer world.
Oh, well, I just lost foot and mouth, so give me, okay, here it is. No, I got it. I got you. Okay, I got you. Let's do it.
And now, it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as
39 was last year, and he could barely, like, throw a ball out of a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
Oh, man. Did we have ourselves a weekend?
Up your toffers! Ah, down you blues. That is right. My goodness. Have on it, Rudy. Have at it. I'll take all 3 points. That is right. My goodness. If you haven't been following me, you know.
Lame.
My love for Everton right now is reaching a tough point, because Everton right now is facing the battle of their lives. They're facing the relegation fight of their lifetime. A team that has not been relegated since the 50s. They've been in the top flight of English football for that long. A feat That's a huge feat nonetheless, but right now they are in a huge fight to stay out of the bottom three in the Premiership, and they had a huge battle against Chelsea to help out that fight right there. And what do they do? They came out all four right now. Jordan Pickford with some saves of the year, and then we got the all-important crucial goal to solidify all 3 points. But Charleston, the Brazilian, is showing up and finally living up to the name that Evertonians have wanted him to be for so long. My goodness. Still fighting the fight, though.
Still fighting the fight.
The fight is still going on. Chelsea, big 3 points lost to y'all, because that top four is getting tight right now. Manchester United had a big win today against Brentford, a nice three-goal victory over them.
3-0, yeah.
The top four is getting tight right now as Tottenham, Arsenal, and Man United are all, and Chelsea, too, after to dropping those points. It's possible.
3 points ahead
it's,
of those
It's
guys.
Possible that they could fall out. Do I think it will? No. Probably not. Arsenal's playing some fantastic football as they took down an amazing, what was it, Leicester? I'm sorry, who did they? West Ham. West Ham team. They took down 2-1 this weekend. 2-1, yeah. And Tottenham took down Leicester City 3-1 to give those both those teams in crucial 3 points. Manchester and Liverpool are on the realm of their own right now. They're needing all 3 points, each of them, to have any chance of victory. Both of them took all 3 points, so Man City maintains that 1 point advantage over Liverpool. It's still a crazy time right now in the world of football, as this relegation battle is crazy right now.
It's insane.
We have four teams vying for those three spots right now. I'm sorry, five teams. Leeds United fell into a bad spot. Burnley is fighting a really good they're playing great football. They've won their last four games in the Premier League. Huge, huge points for them right now. They're not dropping anything at this point. And Everton as well. Looks like right now Watford and Norwich City are on their way back down to the Championship. Yep. Tough times for them.
But the cool thing about Everton, they do have a game in hand.
They do. We do have a game in hand right now. And if we get that game, we get ourselves out of the relegation by a point, and it sends to Leeds United, unfortunately for Leeds. They fought so hard to get out of the Championship. Don't want to see them go back down there again. That'll be tough if they do. I'd be sad as well if they found a way to fall back into it.
How many more games total?
We have 38 games in the season right now.
We have five more.
Four games for some people. Man United only has two games left in their season, though. The way this season works out, not everyone plays at the same exact time. Teams get scheduled, rescheduled all the time to all the tournaments that are happening. But still, it's coming down to the wire, y'all. It's coming down to the wire and how it's going to happen, especially with the Championship, too. Don't discredit. This Man City-Liverpool battle is going to be one to watch. And watch every single one of those games if you can, because they're all important. You're going to want to see both those teams fighting to the fullest to make sure that you secure all 3 points every single time. That's the football you want to see. Teams fighting for the dubs. That's beautiful about it. And you got the bottom end, too. Everton is fighting for the life. Burnley, Leeds, they all need the wins. Watch those games. Those are the best ones to do. That's foot and mouth, y'all.
Nice, efficient.
I'm on it right now. I'm just saying. It's a fight that I've never had to face. A relegation battle is not something you ever want to have to go through. Mm-hmm. And with Everton, we've been a fan for them for the past, a serious fan for about 5 years, fan of them 10. Mid-table oblivion is what I've been used to. They've always finished 10th around there. Nothing. They're not fighting for top four. They're always maintaining it. But this is something new. This is different. This is scary. And I'm not out of the... We're not out of the woods yet. And I'm... I texted Rudy right after, thanks for all 3 points and to suck it. we need it. And we're still not out there. And again, it's just... this type of fight, if we can get out of it, it's really... It's fun. It's fun, but it's scary. That's why you love sports, right?
No doubt.
Are you more engaged now than ever before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just because like every single... It matters more than ever before. It has mattered more than ever before. More so than a championship, too, just because this is like...
You do not want to slip out of this
this league right now. Yeah. That is a detriment because that's probably a couple years down there because you lose players because no one wants to play in the championship. Yep. Your market value just is dive bombed. And you don't get the money at all. So losing this battle would be...
catastrophic.
Yeah, catastrophic. That's the proper word for it.
Got it.
Especially for Everton.
Oh, yes. They're too big of a club to be relegated, and they're better be fighting for life. Frank Lampard, this is your job.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to knock this out real quick. Dodger Stadium review. The location, super difficult as far as cars getting in and out of. You got to walk a lot if you're getting dropped off by an Uber. The location, though, in the mountains like that, with L.A. as a backdrop, pretty dope, I gotta say.
There's not many backdrops like that one.
No, Dodger Dogs, as you've said on the show, overrated.
100%, yeah.
The bun sucks.
Yeah.
The dog is just a dog.
It's just a dog. It's a long hot dog.
A lot of up and down and catching elevators, and it's a little confusing, but that's an old stadium, so it has that old charm. The B-Squad was out. Not a lot of lookers in the Dodgers crowd, which I was surprised about because it's L.A.
Yeah.
But this is something I'm not breaking any news to you. I love the heckling. You guys are great at that. Good hecklers.
Okay. You were in the pavilion as well.
Yes, I was. That's a statement right there.
Yeah. They go hard in the pavilion.
A lot of people giving us a hard time because my boy Will, shouts to him, wore a Detroit shirt. So a lot of people giving him a hard time and telling him that those were not his seats and that the season ticket holders would be showing up any minute. And he took it very serious. And they were not season ticket holders' seats. And if they were, they were not showing up. So overall, though, had a great time. And I really do enjoy... I really did enjoy Dodger Stadium as far as the backdrop and just where it's located. Again, not convenient.
Not 100%. No, yeah, it's terrible.
But being in, like, just dug into the mountains like that and having L.A., downtown L.A. as your backdrop, pretty cool.
You can see why we kicked out those Mexicans for that spot. We're like, yeah, this is ours. Like, yeah, we'll take it.
Your own people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Derek Isamaki. Yeah. Again, he
that's
is
how we go out.
Half Mexican, so it's okay Job for him to say really that.
Hey, we go hard in there, okay? Those Doyers, baby, okay? That's why they're out.
All right, you can check Derek next week. He'll be back with us. In fact, we may be starting at a new time, so make sure you check us out at TBP Not a Game on Instagram. To stay up to date, that we may be moving for a few weeks to accommodate Derek's schedule, but we'll more to come on that. Anyway, let's keep it pushing. Dodger Stadium was it? You've been there too, right?
Yeah, Brad? Yeah. Everything that you said is very accurate. Definitely the B squad. I went to go watch the A's.
Definitely the B squad.
Yeah, I went to go watch the A's versus the Dodgers.
You're not going to find much worse.
No,
you're not going to find much worse there.
Seen the A's,
I think I saw, what is it, George Lopez. That was the only, like, real high celebrity that was there.
Cool.
Yeah. Like, I could see him in his seats, like, way down there. We were sitting there behind home plate, which is really cool. I enjoyed that, but...
Mookie Betts had on the dopest socks with Jordan 10s on, and I was just like, all right. It's hard to hate you. And the rest of the team, not for me. But Mookie, it was hard to hate on Mookie, I gotta say. It was pretty cool to...
If he's wearing a Dodger uniform, I'm gonna hate him regardless.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. I do want to talk real quick before we get into our break here about this Trevor Bauer suspension. So, without getting into all the just horrific and gross details of this Trevor Bauer court case that he was acquitted of, was he acquitted or they dropped the case for some reason? I don't remember if he was acquitted or if they just dropped the case. I cannot remember. But he was not convicted. Let's put it that way. He absolutely was not convicted. There was some sexual misconduct allegations.
With two separate girls.
Was it two?
Yeah, well, the court case was with one girl, and then supposedly Manfred brought up the other situation as well, some girl from Ohio, correct?
I haven't gotten to that point yet.
Pretty sure, though.
Yeah, but basically, through Forbes, Trevor Bauer's criminal case concludes no charges filed against him, but the MLB's investigation was still open, which led to the two-year ban.
So I read an article today that said that the Major League Baseball may have just set the template for the NFL as far as how to suspend players. And listen,
it's crazy.
I mean, it is, but it's also a private entity, right?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, if you're bad for business,
it's your own. Yeah, you're right.
The league has an obligation, or I better put, the league does have the option to penalize you however they feel. And if 2 years is what they choose to do, then so be it. And it's hard, though, because this is a country where we proclaim to be about innocence until proven guilty. But then you look directly at the Deshaun Watson situation and the allegations. Mm-hmm. Well, 22 women on paper filed against him, and 23 women in all came out. And the NFL did not suspend him, did not put him on the commissioner's exempt list. The Houston Texans just had him on the roster, even though he didn't dress for one game last year. And I'm pretty sure he got paid all his money last year for not playing.
Yep.
The civil case was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, and like Trevor Bauer, no charges, no criminal charges, certainly, and I believe the civil case was dropped against Deshaun Watson, if I remember correctly. But the fact of the matter is, Major League Baseball said, listen, innocent or not, these allegations not good for our sport, so you're just going to stay away for a couple of years, costing him tens of millions of dollars. And this is a real slippery slope situation, because what we don't want as a society, as a league, is for allegations to always lead to consequences. Mm-hmm. Because allegations are not a conviction. And regardless of how I feel or any of us may feel, whether or not the things that were accused against Trevor Bauer were horrific. And I'm not going to talk about any of them on the show. If you want to look them up, feel free. Go ahead and Google the Trevor Bauer court case, because they were gross. They were gross. I do not want to get into that. I also don't want to be a society that we just say, hey, someone said something about you, it must be true, so we can just take your livelihood. This is a super slippery slope, guys. And I don't disagree with what Major League Baseball did. The general consensus is, whether or not he was convicted, the dude did something wrong and treated women horrifically. That seems to be the general consensus. And the court of public opinion does not necessarily equal consequences as far as jail, right? Yeah. However, your company, your business, the people you work for, your employer can tell you to go away because it's too much of a headache. Again, it's a slippery slope. I don't even know exactly where I stand on this, because he wasn't convicted. And it is uncomfortable to talk about. And sexual abuse and misconduct, we should talk about more freely in this country. And women should feel liberated to speak about those things when they do happen, when they become victims. All too often, women that become victims to sexual abuse don't speak out because they don't want their name tarnished. They don't want to relive it. They don't want to go to court. And this happens even more so when it is the accused is a man who is rich and famous. It complicates things even more and makes it even more difficult for these women. So it's just a really, really complicated situation. And usually I like to have hot takes, but this isn't a place where I felt like this. I had a take that I've really fully fleshed out, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
And I don't feel like speaking on this with any certainty, this should be or this shouldn't be, was appropriate in a situation that our own justice system can't figure out. So who am I to figure it out? What I will say, though, is for all the people saying that's unfair to Trevor Bauer, maybe.
To a certain extent, you know, but they also found enough evidence to suspend him not only 1 year, not only 2 years. He was gone, what, half of last year, too?
Well, that was Dodgers administrative leave. So he wasn't suspended at all by anybody except for the Dodgers saying, you need to step away. He was still paid at that time, which also could also have kind of...
The top dogs telling the Dodgers to do that certain thing.
Yes, but at the same time, if he hadn't taken pay... If he decided not to take him pay, that could have also reduced his 2 years to its sentence already served. Okay. But that.
But who's doing that? You have the option to sit out and maybe get paid again? Or
again,
get paid.
I have no problem with him not taking it, but at the same time, now hindsight's 20/20, he could have taken that whole year of last year and only been gone the
as
rest
time
of the
served.
Yeah,
sure.
And this could have been this year. So that's something to look at, but it's like you're saying, there's a lot to digest here.
Certainly, there's a lot to unpack. I don't think we're going to figure it out on this show.
Oh,
again,
absolutely
the
not.
Court of the justice system in our country has yet to figure it out. So I don't think we're in any position to speak on this as far as experts. But I think as a consumer, you want to root for guys that you like. Yeah. And you want to root for dudes who are stand up. And that doesn't mean we don't root for bad dudes. We all do as sports fans, right? There's dudes out there that do all sorts of malicious, I don't want to say criminal because it's not criminal, but they do. We're not always rooting for Jesus Christ over here, right?
100%. Like,
we're not rooting for Mother Teresa. We're rooting for your performance. But there is a line that can be crossed.
Yep.
And when these accusations come across, and especially following the Me Too movement, these things are handled differently, and I think that's understood,
mm-hmm.
right? Again, whether it's right or wrong, I don't want to be the arbitrator of that. I just want to say that this is a very complex situation, and the NFL has already, in my opinion, dipped their toe into the water. They dove in head first with being moral arbitrators, right, with the Ray Rice thing and how poorly they handled that. And
not only him, everyone else. Too.
Correct.
You know, like I can name, what, 5-6 players, Tyreek Hill, a bunch of other players.
That's right.
It's like, yeah, he's still out there balling.
Right.
You know, like it's just they need to be consistent on what they're doing. That's the problem with the NFL. The MLB is a lot better what they're doing.
They're slow moving towards it, but they're being more somewhat more consistent. Yeah, there's a lot of other guys. I feel like if this is going to be the precedent and they stick with it, good.
Yeah.
But so far in the past, with a lot of the more, you had Aroldis Chapman pull a gun on his fiance or girlfriend. What was his suspension? It wasn't even that much. It wasn't a year, I can tell you that. So the consistency isn't there yet with the MLB, but if this is the precedent that they're going to set and they want
to
set,
stick to it.
We'll see what the next, hopefully not anytime soon, but the coming cases.
It's bound to happen.
So, but yeah, the NFL has been absolutely all over the place with their sentencing, and hopefully the MLB can figure out and keep it consistent.
Yeah, amen.
His original suspension, if I'm reading this correctly, was 30 games. It got reduced to 2.
Wait, the Aroldis Chapman one?
That's correct.
Okay, I thought so. I thought it wasn't that much.
Yeah, thank you for clarifying. Yes, Aroldis Chapman. So, obviously a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
You know, we may talk about this more. Yeah. Probably not. So, we'll keep it pushing.
The only positive thing, I hate saying this word, this whole outcome, he's on the Dodgers, bro.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Nothing more needs to be said. That's right. We are talking about Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Jero, Derek was here. Rudy, Stepman, Brad in the house. Want to thank you again for listening to us. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Right here on FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico, California. We are people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Big shout out to our friends right downstairs from us at Baker's Birkenstock, featuring more than 40 brands of footwear, socks, purses, and hats. Baker's Birkenstock has been serving our community for over 40 years with locations at 333 Broadway Street in downtown Chico and at 691 First Street in Paradise. You can also check them out on Facebook. So we appreciate our friends over at Baker's Birkenstock. We appreciate y'all checking us out. And we're just feeling good. We're just taking a nice little break. Statman Brad, will you get Aaron on the line here? And I will see if I can find Rudy's clip.
I got you.
Somewhere around here. Oh, there we go. Found it. Wow. Bang. All right. Ladies and gentlemen. Rudy, how have your bets been going recently?
Oh.
Ooh.
I'm negative, as of last couple weeks, I've been kind of rough. I actually had to pay my bookie last Tuesday.
Mm. Hold on. Sorry. Go ahead.
So just saying that. It's been, it was bad last Tuesday, but your boy came back hard. So I'd say it's about 50-50 right now. But hey, we're shifting gears, and you're about to hear it right now. So
it's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name
Senior, it's the whole thing. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm rolling.
All right.
So we're shifting gears to baseball. Yes, that's right. Baseball. And you know what? I think I found the team to bet against every single game. It doesn't matter who. And yes, I am talking about the Cincinnati Reds. They are currently, 3-19. I don't care who they're playing against or who they're not playing against. We're going to bet against them every single day. You know why? Because at this point, they're going to lose about 75% of their games.
Mm.
And that is money in my bank, money in your bank as well.
That's right.
So right now, they're playing the Brewers. Oh, no, tomorrow. They started a 3-game series against the Brewers. So we're going to roll it with Milwaukee every single game. And you know what? The Giants have been a little slump right now, but it's okay because we got Rondon on the mound Tuesday night against our rivals, Dodgers, in L.A.
There we go.
And Rondon has the nastiest nastiest high fastball pitch I've seen in a long time.
Yes, sir.
And he all he does is strike people out. So we're going to roll with them. Let's go. Any team playing against the Reds, bet against them. Every team. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Just roll with the opposite team because we're going to make this money. Let's go, baby.
Well, and if you think about it, it's almost a foolproof plan. If you just bet money line all year against the Reds, you're going to be up
100%.
A lot at the end of the year. So just take the money line against them.
65-70%, dude. And that is winning.
Oh, yeah. If you're a sports gambler and you're making anywhere between 60 and 70, man.
Let's go, baby.
You are balling.
Let's go.
So, ladies and gentlemen, listen to that tip. Take that home. Take that to the bank with you. Go ahead. Put the mortgage up. Put the house up. Put the kids' future on the line here.
They don't need to go to college, dude.
Yeah.
Well, they will.
College is overrated. Yeah. They could always go to a trade school. Probably be better for them.
Yeah,
and just put all your money up against the Reds for the rest of the season. Yep. Yes, sir.
Truckers and pilots are very much needed, so just go do that. Go learn to be a trucker. Go learn to be a pilot. They make good money.
Yeah, there's absolutely no reason to go to college anymore. Is that what you're saying? Did I read that right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're right. That's my example of trade.
Coming from three college graduates.
Yes.
All right.
We are in debt. So much debt.
So speaking of, we're being idiots. Let's bring on someone much smarter, much more intelligent, much more eloquent. Just to class the show up a bit, let's bring on our foreign correspondent, Aaron. Aaron, hello.
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
What up, what up, what up? I know it's going great for you. You know why I know it's going great for you?
Because there's no Derek.
Well, that's not where I was going. I was just going to say because Stanley Cup playoffs started today.
Oh.
But also, yeah, your brother's gone.
I really thought you were going to say because Derek's not there.
All right, well, in his absence, we're going to do a hockey update. Puck yeah!
Wow, you beat me to it. I was about to do it.
So,
damn you.
Aaron, Stanley Cup playoffs started today. Give us the matchups. Give us give us some predictions. Give us everything you got on the Stanley Cup playoffs.
I will say this is the most exciting time when the playoffs start. They do start today. We've got Panthers versus Capitals, and I'm going with Panthers in this series. Obviously, they've been on fire. Or we've got the Hurricane versus the Bruins. I'm going Hurricanes. They've just looked really good this season. We've got Maple Leafs versus the Lightning, and I've got the Lightning going all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals, so I'm taking them in this matchup. I've got Rangers versus Penguins. I don't really care about that matchup, I'm not going to lie, so I don't really care. We've got the Avs versus the Preds. Obviously, I'm taking the Avs here. They're looking great. Their defense is phenomenal. I think they're going to win it all. We've got the Flames versus the Stars. The Stars barely made it in by the chinny chin chin, so I'm going with the Flames on this one. We've got the Wild versus the Blues. I know that the Wilds are favored in this matchup, but I'm going with the Blues here. You know, they've had a pretty strong couple past seasons, so I'm going with them. And then last but not least, we've got Oilers versus Kings. The Kings are garbage. Who would pick them? So I'm going Oilers.
So
wow. That hurts. That hurts.
I do want to talk about
bring the pain.
Uh-huh.
The fact that the Florida Panthers won the President's Cup this year, and I don't
they did
know that they're getting enough love for it. Is there something I'm missing here? Because they not only won the President's Cup, but they scored at a historic clip this year. I mean, they had more games where they scored five or more goals than they had games where they scored three or less.
Now, something weird happened this season where so many goals were scored. Like, it was unprecedented. So it wasn't just the Panthers, but, yeah, there's something in the water this year. I don't know if it was because, you know, the last couple seasons were weird, but they did play a full 82-game season. Yeah, it was incredible. They had a phenomenal season, and I think it's only the second time they've won the President's Cup. So
yeah, it's maybe their second or their first, and I just don't think we give enough love to these to the regular
this team
season.
In Florida, like, how
right.
is that possible?
Yeah. Right. Right, in South Florida, the Florida Panthers just out of nowhere, seemingly.
Yeah.
And they did make some big, I mean, that Claude Giroux signing at the trade deadline, I thought was a pretty big pickup for them. But it's still fascinating that when I listen to any hockey coverage, the Panthers are rarely named. And for those of you who don't know, I am a San Jose Sharks fan. But the Panthers, because of Jonathan Vezbeck back in the day and the goalie for them, the Beezer, I became also a Florida Panthers fan. So I'm rooting for them. I know you're rooting for the Avalanche. So those are the top contenders. Those are the one seeds in both conferences. And we have, what, about 2 months left of playoff action. So
it's getting good.
Is there, in your opinion, as far as playoff postseason in general, is there a better postseason across any league than the Stanley Cup playoffs, in your opinion?
Absolutely not. 100% not. And the hockey is, you know, everyone's least favorite. We all know that. But it's the most intense. It's the most exciting. And you really can, I think, have, like, the wildest swings. So it's going to be great.
Yeah, and there's a lot of parity in hockey right now. And similar to the NBA, where you see, oh, whoa, these guys actually really, really care in the postseason, right? The game almost looks different in the postseason than it does in the regular season, which is understandable just because the amount of games in both the NHL and NBA regular season. But in the NHL, it's just there's so much randomness that happens. You're kind of depending on your goalies to just catch fire and see what happens. So I'm very much looking forward to these Stanley Cup playoffs. I'm going to do my best, I should say, to catch both the NBA playoffs and take a little peek at the Stanley Cup playoffs. So, ladies and gentlemen, y'all jump in this year. Some exciting stuff happening. You got anything else on the playoffs before we let you go here?
That's it for the hockey playoffs, but the PGA Championship is coming up in a couple weeks.
Yes.
Tiger and Phil are playing, and it's going to be phenomenal to watch Tiger fail once again.
Talking about golf, shout out to...
I was going to let her mention that, but Kurt Kitayama.
Yeah, dude,
yeah, Chico boy, tied for second and went neck and neck with John Rahm.
Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely went off this weekend. Got second. He's gotten second and third in the past couple months. Once in the Honda Classic, got third, and then second here. He's a golfer to look for right now as an up-and-comer. So
we need to get him on the show. That's it.
Him, yeah.
We got to get him on the show.
Dude, I think he's friends with Riley.
All right. Yeah, well, we'll make it happen.
Yeah, see what you can do. Yeah.
All right. So
sounds good, guys.
Last question for you before we let you go here. Aaron, is Tiger back?
Absolutely not. 100%.
Very good. Thank you, as always, Aaron, and we will catch up with
Love
you again
it.
Next week. Thank you.
Talk to you later, guys.
All right, later. That was Aaron, our foreign correspondent, always bringing the heat. I'm telling you guys, if you've never gotten into hockey, the Stanley Cup playoffs, you don't have to watch regular season hockey.
No.
Just watch the playoffs because you will find it to be awesome. I remember seeing a tweet some years ago. We've talked about it being a Hall of Fame tweet on this show with I forgot the guy's name, but he tweeted out, "Ayo, white people, where y'all been hiding hockey? This ish lit."
It's true, though.
Hockey is awesome,
just
man.
Just the energy in every single game. It's like they're going, you know, all out.
And the fans are amazing during playoffs.
Yes.
It's great.
Packed houses.
Hockey is the one sport in the U.S. besides MLS, but it is the one sport, professional sport, that actually has the fandom as similar as you can be to European soccer in the U.S.
Yeah,
there's specific chants that the fans know. There's a lot of inside stuff. There's not a lot of music being played during gameplay because the fans have all the chants down, and they are hardcore about hockey.
Yeah.
So if you've never been into hockey, right now is a great opportunity for you to go over, check out some hockey. I promise you, you're going to be into it.
Well, just remember, we were, Derek was touting F1. Look how popular it got.
Yep.
Trust us on this one.
Yep.
Hockey, it's something to watch. It's a great sport. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Hockey needs a show like Driver on F1. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think Amazon does. I think they follow certain teams throughout the year. I don't know if they're. which team they did it this year. Last year, I think it was Tampa Bay.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, there's...
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, I'd never even heard about this one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, I got to check that out. All right, Statman Brad, you want to update the people on what's going on in the North Sea?
Absolutely.
He's got facts. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update.
All right, everybody, it's time for the North State Update. It was a big weekend for both softball and baseball. Last series for softball, facing off against Sonoma State, they had 12 wins to their name. Chico State had 10 going into this series, and it split. It was a very, very close game in every single one of them. 2-0 win for the Wildcats, and then they lost in 8 innings, 8-9. They come back on Saturday to win the first game 2-1, and then lose 3-4. So, ending standings, Cal State San Marcos holds on to that number one spot. Chico State stays in second, and Sonoma State stays in third. So that's what it's going to be looking like going into the CCAA playoffs. Chico State softball will face off against Sonoma State or Cal State East Bay in the second round. So,
nice.
Good job, Chico State softball team. Good luck in the CCAA tournament starting out May 5th. So, well, for them, May 5th. I believe Sonoma State and Cal State East Bay will be playing the day before. So, going into baseball, they played against Cal State Monterey Bay, the number one team in the CCAA, number 14 in the nation. Chico State, number 21. But number 14 absolutely took over the series. Cal State Monterey Bay won 8-7, 8-6, and 4-1 in the first three games.
Wow.
Chico State was quite upset about that. And I can tell you why, and I can show you evidence, because they won 26-7 in that last game. They were not happy with the three losses that they had. They poured it on them on Sunday. Oh, man, 26-7.
Is that a record, dude?
No. Oh, gosh, no. I would imagine they've scored more than that, and especially in college baseball, not a record. Huh. But they still have one more series left. There is really no chance going into getting that number one spot. They definitely had to sweep to get that. Didn't happen. Currently, they're tied for second with Cal Poly Pomona, 23-12. So they'll be playing Cal State East Bay in hopes to stay in that number two spot. That's going to be big for them to stay in that number two spot for the CCAA tournament. That is it for the Chico State update.
Chico State's hosting the...
No.
Yes, they are.
They are?
They are. They're hosting the CCAA.
For which sport? They're not number
for
one.
Baseball.
That's a first.
Yeah, they're hosting. Just wanted to...
Yeah, that's a first, because usually that never happens because of graduation weekend. Or no, sorry, that's a regionals. Sorry, that's regionals.
Yeah, CCA is happening next weekend.
Okay. That is a first. I have not... all right, cool. Well, thank you. I appreciate you letting me know.
I got you, brother.
I appreciate
that. I'm here for you. Sorry,
and then Statman Dad really called me out there, too, on my text. He's like, yeah, they're hosting, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Good to know at all angles. I'm getting attacked here.
Yeah, no problem.
So, but
got your back, bro.
There's been murmurs on online and through Facebook that Chico Heat are coming back, that there's a league coming in, that there's a new league for collegiate sports or collegiate wood bat like we had with the original or the second edition of Chico Heat. Mm-hmm. I can tell you right now that's not happening. And I can tell you why. I actually messaged the guy, said, where are you getting your information? Oh, it's only coming from here. So any information that you're seeing online, guys, about the Chico Heat coming back, until there's actual news about the league coming into play, don't believe it. Don't believe it. I don't know who's putting this out, but it's not coming.
I want baseball more than anybody back in Chico. I am the biggest supporter of the Chico Heat. But
you worked for the Chico Heat.
Yes, I worked for the Chico Heat. I was the PA announcer. Those were the best 3 years or three summers that I've ever had. They were amazing.
Are you about to start crying?
No, don't. No, we're not going to get there. We're not going to get there.
It's okay, man. It's all right.
Yeah, it's fine. Let it go, dude. I'll cry. We're here to support.
I've gone through therapy for that one, okay, guys? Okay. So I've done my thing.
I just want to make sure you know you're supported.
Yes, yeah. And I feel supported here, guys.
Okay, good.
Anyways, going back to it. Be very cautious with what you're seeing online with the Chico Heat, and whoever's posting this, be careful with that. Chico's been burnt three times by teams here. The first Chico Heat back in the 90s, early 2000s, the Outlaws, and then the Chico Heat. They've only lasted for a couple years. I don't want to see this happen again. I love Chico baseball. It is amazing. I don't want to see this town get burnt again. So even if you do decide to bring a team in, please, for the investors, for the people that are starting this team up, if you start it up again, be smart about it. Find a league that's going to stay and hold. I don't want to see this town lose another team and get burnt like the Oakland A's. Thank you.
Oh. Wow.
Welcome to my TED Talk.
Wow. I was not ready.
Oakland A's. Ouch.
I mean,
it's true though. Hey,
I think the Chico Heat and their opening day back in 2016 almost had the same. Actually, I think they had more people show up there than the opening day this year for the Oakland A's.
I believe it.
Yeah. We had a packed house, and that's damn near 5,000 right there. So that's my North State update.
All right.
Go Wildcats.
I want to do a quick baseball update. The Yankees are rolling, huh?
Yeah, nine in a row.
Nine in a row.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're
jeez.
Rolling, yeah.
All right.
They're hitting home runs in Yankee Stadium, which anyone could do, but they're winning.
It's a shortest of porches.
Yeah, they're winning. The NL West is probably the best.
Absolutely beasting again.
Rolling. Every team is playing well.
Yes.
Yeah, the Diamondbacks are coming back in. I love it.
The D-backs took two out of three against the Dodgers.
And they're beating the Marlins right now, I saw.
Oh, really?
So
there you go.
That's wild.
Right. And the Marlins are actually doing really well in that division, too. So it's not like they're beating like a really low-end team.
Yeah.
The Marlins are pretty good this year, too.
Every team in the NL West is within five games.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. And the Rockies, Giants, game and a half and a half a game. And that Dodgers series is coming up today, or tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Wait, so it's Dodgers are 14-7, San Diego is 15-8, Giants 14-8, Rockies 13-9.
Yeah.
Again, besides the Dodgers, the Rockies haven't played much of anyone yet, but
still
impressive.
Very impressive. I mean, to see that, especially in the beginning stage, you don't see that. This far into the season, this close of a matchup. Usually, you only have one or two. To have four teams this close, and then five teams within five games. It's
a month and a half into the season, and everyone is besides Arizona is at least four games or more above 500. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a hell of a battle coming down to the end here. We talked about the Trevor Bauer suspension, and then you threw down on here that. Tennessee pitcher threw 105 mile
fastball.
The second highest recorded behind Chapman, right?
Oh, my
Chapman
God, that's filthy.
I think
it's the highest in college.
Highest in college.
Yes, but
second highest overall. I think Chapman threw like a 105.8. He threw like a 105.2, a 105.4.
That's filthy.
That's 105, dude? Come on.
It's unbelievable. I did want to get back into hoops before we get out of here. I just wanted to talk about the Karl Anthony Towns situation. Minnesota, the first team in the history of the NBA to blow three games with a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. And they happen to do that back-to-back-to-back games. And how does Karl Anthony Towns finish that off? By blowing kisses to the crowd.
It's like, who are you, bro? You haven't won anything. You should be ashamed. You should be running into the locker room and hiding. Don't be blowing kisses to the fans, dude, at home. What do you, come on, man.
After you blew the series.
Exactly. That's embarrassing, bro.
I agree. Karl Anthony Towns has got weirdo energy to me.
Yeah,
I don't want to say he's a weirdo because I don't know him. And I'm tired of hating on dudes. I really am tired of hating on people. I really, really am. Because what I've realized a while ago, we talked about on this show, all these dudes are way more talented than I am at anything. Literally, every single dude I've ever hated on this show is better at their job than I am at mine. Yet, I hate on him. But Carl Anthony Towns, stop blowing kisses to the crowd. That's weirdo behavior. You just lost. It wasn't like it was in the finals. Yeah. It wasn't in the conference finals. Nope. It was in the first round. And I get it. This is your first, second trip to the NBA postseason. But stop blowing kisses, bro. It's a bad look.
John puts down that cat, punchable face.
Agreed, John. Yeah,
would you
nailed
agree?
That.
Okay.
Absolutely there nailed we go. That. John, yeah. You've been on fire today. Thank you for your contributions, yes. Our friend. We'll have to have you on the show again in the very near future. But that is our show, ladies and gentlemen. Go check out the pod, Talking About Practice, wherever pods are found. And we'll catch y'all next week. It's been real, y'all.
Peace.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Next up, the show.
Here it is.
Oh, wait, hold up. Sorry.
Wait.
I apologize.
It's not
here
yet. There it is.
There we go.
From deep inside your audio device of choice.
Ladies and gentlemen,